Ezra 4 and verse 5. Ezra 4, verse 5. Ezra 4, verse 5. We looked at most of this last week, but just real quick again. The Bible says, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even into the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So again, we talk about frustration. How the devil, just like their enemies are trying to frustrate their purpose, all right? The devil tries to frustrate and hinder us. Okay, Paul told one of the churches that he had purposed to come to them, but the devil had hindered him. And brother, if the devil is going to hinder someone like Paul, then he's definitely going to work to hinder us. Okay, that's why it's a real deal battle. We wrestle in the heavenlies, as it were, in prayer. And we're going to learn more about that as we go through the book of Ezra. The brethren, when you and I are praying, what we're doing, brethren, is also marshaling heavenly forces on our behalf as God will direct and order things. And it literally is, brethren, a battle in the heavenlies. It is. And we'll see more about this as we go along. All right. And so, but the devil is going to try to frustrate and hinder things. He's going to frustrate and hinder things. You know, there in the book of Daniel, that angel that was coming to Daniel to give him insight, man, he was opposed and hindered for 21 days till Michael, the archangel, came and helped him. And so, brethren, that kind of stuff goes on. And again, you and I might be like, well, man, won't the Lord just do it all and, you know, and make it all fine and dandy and right? And brethren, there's something about, we don't understand it all completely, but until the devil and the powers of darkness are completely vanquished, they are allowed to operate. They are allowed to operate. All right? And they're allowed to operate. They're allowed to try to do what they can do. The Lord allows that. They are given, within certain limitations, they are given reign to oppose the things of God and oppose the believer. And until they are vanquished into the lake of fire one day and there's new heavens and new earth, they're going to be allowed to operate. And brethren, part of it, and again, who knows all the reasons that God does and allows, but brethren, some of it also has to do with, brethren, fighting the good fight. Reward and treasure and laying up there. It has to do with that kind of thing. And brethren, the thing about it is, sometimes saints are always wanting God just to make everything right. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. He's able to. He's God. He's powerful. But brethren, there are opposing forces that are allowed to work. And God in His divine wisdom allows them to work. They have their purpose. They have their purpose that God allows to work in and do. Brethren, a lot of times the Lord will come, brethren, to our aid and He'll help when we can't. But brethren, a lot of times the Lord's looking for us to do the part that we're supposed to do, to pray, to read, to do right. And brethren, a lot of times that marshals heavenly forces on our behalf to fight and contend. Brethren, sometimes it's a matter of, okay, we need to do more of what we're supposed to do. Have no fear. When you can't, God will come to your aid. He will come to your aid. But brethren, a lot of times there are things that we're supposed to do. And, you know, brethren, some things, again, you and I may look and not figure out. But you've got to trust. You got to trust God. And just do right. You know, you look at it and you'd be like, Lord, why would you choose Judas? Knowing, but there's a purpose. Judas had a part to play. There was a purpose. Because think about it. Matthias, just, you know, the ones that are chosen there in Acts 2. Well, he was there the whole time. So, you know, we would look at it, you know, and be like, wow, Lord, why didn't you just go ahead and choose him? It wouldn't have been no problem. No, there's a purpose. There's a purpose. And brethren, sometimes you may look at things, and you know something to speak to, I think Matthias said, to speak to his good account there. You know, instead of going like, man, that Judas is a skunk. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, why, Lord, I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to serve the Lord. I wonder why. Why didn't he pick? He didn't worry about it. He didn't worry about it. Just did right. I mean, brethren, here's a thief. Here's someone not even genuine, not even saved, if you will. Okay, I mean, seriously. And a thief, and just the way, yeah, he had a purpose. And brethren, God will allow purposes sometimes for things you and I don't understand, and it's not so much our place to understand why he's doing it and allowing it. Our place is simply to do right. It'll all come out in the wash. It'll all come out in the wash. Our part is simply to do right. And brethren, if we ever find ourselves like, understand it. Why does God allow this to happen to this person? Why does God allow this for this person? And why? Well, that's really not your business, is it? Now, is that not the bottom line? When it gets down to it, is it not the bottom line that's not your business? What God does with somebody else's life, that is not your business or my business. And Peter had to learn that. Lord kind of gave him a jab that kind of took him. When instead of being so happy that I'm back in, so to speak, instead of being happy that I'll be the Lord still got something for me to do, Lord, what shall this man do? Well, Peter, that's just not your concern, is it, bud? What if I just will that he remains alive, return me? Peter, go and serve God. You know, go and serve me. Go follow. You know, Peter, go do what I told you to do. Go, don't worry about John. Everything, John, take care of himself, and that is my concern. I mean, seriously, brethren, seriously. Brethren, if you ever find yourself looking at individuals or situations like, man, why does God, won't the Lord do so? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not your business or my business. It's not the concern of Jonathan Doss to be all Jonathan Doss is supposed to be and be what I'm supposed to be and finish my course. And for every individual, but if we start worrying about, then we're crossing over into a realm that we might hear a rebuke from the Lord, because that's not our concern. In fact, brethren, if we give ourselves too much into it, we'll find ourselves behaving like a romper room kindergarten child. Why don't I understand? Why does God do this for them? And why don't I get to? And why? Knock it off. That's God's business. It's God's business. All right? And he does all things well. Amen. And brethren, we got to remember that. And the biggest thing we've got to do is do right ourselves. Walk with the Lord and do right. And brethren, and develop that spiritual walk with God. You know what? Brethren, I try to, for the most part, keep to myself, run the race. I feel like God's having me to run and finish my, I don't know a whole lot of what goes on out about there. But you hear, or you run across individuals, and brethren, some things are scaring me. Scaring me. And what is scaring me is how, I'm talking about in supposed Bible-believing churches, things are becoming so regimented and machine-like and so programmed out that there are individuals that either aren't saved or definitely aren't learning what it is to walk with God and to be a spiritual believer. Things are becoming so regimented, so mechanical, so to where it's almost like it's almost like a robot talking sometimes. Things are so robotic with just a planned out kind of thing, and yet walking in the Spirit and walking with God and having a true devotion, it's like it's not existent or even not even understood how. It frightens me. It frightens me. Brethren, you and I had better give ourselves to truly developing true spirituality and not getting caught up into the peripheral things that aren't going to matter in eternity and may even hinder things here. Brother, listen to me. You cannot afford to allow yourself to get wrapped up or caught up in a lot of the issues and things that go on today. A lot of the political ramifications and a lot of that. You can't afford to walk with God, develop a true spirituality with the Lord, and understand that the devil will use anything to get you distracted. Not necessarily an evil thing, but a thing that is just, as long as it misses, listen, as long as it misses the mark, doesn't matter what it is. Think about it. Whether you miss the mark by 3 foot or 3 centimeters, you still missed it. And there are some things out there that aren't real bad. They're really kind of close to being pretty right. But they still miss the mark of true spirituality. And whether you miss it by a mile or miss it by a centimeter, you missed it. How about that fellow that came to Jesus that time and he answered well. And Jesus said, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. It wasn't there. He was close. But still wasn't there. It wasn't that far. Listen, brethren, I'm telling you, a lot of things are close to the mark, but they ain't the mark. They still miss it. They're very maybe conservative. They're very maybe right and conservative and good, but they still miss the mark. Listen, there's going to be a lot of moral, church-going, conservative Republicans in hell. Now, I say that, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times stuff I get sent to me that I don't even ask for, man, but I get sent to me sometimes by people and this, that, and the other, and it's like, whoa. You know what? It's almost like some brethren across this land feel like if you're a Democrat, you are automatically going to hell, and if you're a Republican, well, you're probably okay. Let me tell you something. There are going to be some Democrats in heaven. There's going to be some Democrats in heaven. And there's going to be plenty of Republicans in hell too. Stop. Please. Well, Brother Doss, don't you think that probably more, I don't care about the percentages. I don't care about the percentages. What I care about, and my job as a pastor to y'all, is that book and a walk with God that transcends all things. And I'm telling you, whether you... Listen. It's my task by the grace of God to help you and me walk with God in the Spirit. And whether you miss it this much or that far, you still miss the mark. And I'm telling you, brethren, I know of people, you talk to them, and brethren, they're all riled up. They're all just all, you know, they're all about righteous things, moral things. Man, that Jewish fellow should know. I worked with. He was all about morality and right, and he was all about, you know, but he was lost. But he was all about conservative, right, moral things. Well, that's right. But he was still missing the mark. And brethren, look here. What that book shows about the victory and the joy and what the believer is supposed to be about, yet saints today, brethren, I'm telling you, all they've got is a Bible tucked under their arm and a little devotional thing here and there, but as far as really letting that book rule their life, it's not happening. It's not happening. And there's some insane, crazy things going on. Brethren, and I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, let me tell you something. When preachers take and fall in to allowing themselves to becoming politicized and allow themselves to, brethren, sometimes even in the humor and the things that are said and done, scares the daylights out of me. Because there is a glaring lack of true spiritual walk with God today, and there's going to be a price paid for it. I'm serious, brethren. Look here. Stay in that book. Stay close to God. Watch yourself. Brethren, let me tell you something. No man lives to himself and no man dies to himself, and we are our brother's keeper. Now listen, I don't know. Okay? But I want to tell you something, brethren. be careful today. I don't know what goes on. I don't know if any of this, you in this room have social media. I don't know who does, who don't. I'm serious. I don't. Because I don't. And I don't go. I don't know. But I want to tell you something, brethren. Be careful what you associate yourself with. Because, brethren, look here. Look here. There can be some things that maybe there's a point there. But is it worth the offense it may give and hinder the cause of Christ? I made all things to all men that by all means might save some, Paul said. Let me tell you something. Look here. Listen to me. I've got a tie that I can't remember where I got. I don't know if I got it. Somebody gave it to me. I've had it for a long time. I like the tie a whole lot. All right? It is a tie that has on the front General Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. And those were two God-fearing men who loved the Lord. I can't wear it. I don't know. Maybe sometime, somewhere, there might be a place, but God's got to give me the liberty to it. I can't wear it. It's not worth taking a chance. Why, what if Brother and Sister McHoney was to come in here and that tie? Well, they just need to learn. What? What? Huh? No, no. My right liberty to wear that tie is not more important than causing a stumbling block from somebody. Do y'all understand? And if you're listening on tape, you better get it. Look, I know the history about things. I know the right. But brethren, who has the time to go into discourses? All somebody sees is a flash of something, and boy, the devil can run. It's not worth it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine standing before the Lord Jesus Christ, but Lord, my right, and Lord, people just understand. So a tie, Jonathan Doss, a stinking piece of material was more important to you than trying to have an open door and help somebody? You're pathetic! I can imagine hearing that from the Lord. Just, yes, Lord, I am. You understand me. And brethren, however this may apply, you let it apply. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Brethren, my liberty is not more important than to be able to have an open door and help. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil will even try to polarize and bring racial things into churches. Yep. My goodness, man. Only clean people was the Jews. Yeah. With all Gentile dogs. Yep. And brethren, I'm going to tell you something. We better be careful because the devil will use this stuff. Just like he's trying to cause separation, racial separation out there, he will do it with believers too. Well, historically in my, you ain't telling me nothing. I love history. But let me tell you something. That is not worth. It is not worth at all taking and preventing an open door or trying to be a help to somebody. It's not worth it. Take some of these fellas here and things they work with and do. Can you imagine? Man, because somebody out there, all they're going to see at first is, see, brother, listen to me. Oh, brethren, please listen to me. You take things about, brethren, I think that probably, I know, the junk with all the Confederate memorials and this and that and the other, what they're doing, it's pathetic. Brother, I know what's behind it all. I know that it's hypocritical. I know it's messed up. I know all that. But that ain't Bible. It's not. And if they really knew men like Jackson and Lee, they wouldn't want to be caught up in that kind of stuff. They knew it was about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brethren, that's not my battle or your battle. You got a higher calling. And if you allow yourself to get caught up into it, you're going to miss the mark. Oh, it may be closer than a lot, but you're still going to miss the mark. Brethren, I revere a man like Robert E. Lee. Let me tell you something. The reading I've done about that man, oh my. I've sat there and cried reading about him because of the testimony that he had. But brethren, listen, look here. Before I would take publicly, before I would take publicly and mess up an open door. Oh, don't get me wrong. If I had the time or just, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to take and wear something that would take and polarize a situation, all right, and go and prevent an opportunity. No man lives to himself. No man dies to himself. We are our brother's keeper. That is, now I'm just going to tell you right now. About 20 years ago, there was the deal about, black folks wearing the Malcolm X kind of thing. Okay. Whatever. Right? So that whatever, they need the gospel. They need to get saved, right? So then there were others that come out with T-shirts said, with a Confederate, you wear your X, I'll wear mine. Yeah. No. That's pretty good. For the lost world, I guess so. Different plane, brethren. Different plane. We're on a different plane. It's a different ball game between you and me. It's not that stuff. You understand? Now, brethren, I know you've heard me say it a lot lately. You've probably heard me say a lot lately. Boy, I tell you what, the Lord's got me on a rabbit trail I didn't mean to go on. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say it again this morning. He definitely has. Because I ain't even got going in on this kind of thing. But boy, the Lord's just led it off on this thing. It's just killing me, brethren, the things that I'm seeing out there today. And to where, brethren, the saints are not developing a true spiritual walk with God. Brethren, and look here. I'll tell you again. I yield to no man in my respect and admiration for certain men of that Confederacy. Listen, Jeb Stuart, Nathan Bedford Forrest, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall. No, sir. I yield to no man in my respect for those men. But, brethren, as far as a public stance and situations, brethren, it's not worth preventing an open door or an opportunity. Don't fall into it. Don't fall in. Don't let yourself be taken in on that kind of way. I'm telling you, brethren, I'm telling you. Understand the high calling you have. You have the highest calling there is. To bring forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to stand for His word. Don't let yourself get caught up in peripheral things. That though they're not maybe wicked and evil, they still miss the mark of what things are really all about as a born again child of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Please. I tell you why it is, brethren. You know why it is? Because it's hard to deny flesh and be spiritual. It's easy to get caught up in a cause. It's easy to get caught up in moral issues or issues of injustice. It's easy to get caught up in those things. It's very easy to. But brethren, to deny the flesh and be truly spiritual, now there's a battle. Now there's a battle. And most folks don't want to take up that battle. And you don't have to, but you'll pay for it in eternity with either being lost eternally or with having no reward. If you are saved, I'm serious, brethren. I'm serious. And so, brethren, let's by the grace of God, may God help us not to read our ideas into the book, but let the book change and develop and form and mold and make us. I mean, look, I got that tie in my closet. I don't know. There might be a day, Lord would give me liberty to wear it somewhere that'd be all right. But it's going to have to be God. It's going to have to be the Lord. You know why? Because, brethren, I'm just telling you, the Lord will not give me peace because it's not worth. Let's suppose I got up one morning and said, you know what? Man, this world, man, they're junk. Tear down the memorials, do this kind of stuff and everything. It's just pathetic. And I mean, what's the matter? I mean, the brethren of the church, they understand and they know that, and they must stand. Isn't that a wonderfully biblical attitude? Look at that stance. Don't you know that'd be about the time? I've seen it happen. I've seen stuff like this happen, man. That'd be the time. Somebody come in. Or, not if they weren't a black person. Let's suppose it was somebody that was just what, a lot of people would call, liberals and this and the other and all. And let's suppose they looked at that tie and got offense and said, I'll never be back. Now, is the right attitude? It's like, good, don't need a lot like that neither. Brethren, we are all sinners saved by grace. We are all undone and messed up. It's not worth it. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because I'm telling you, brethren, look here. Because I'm right. Because I'm right. I'm right because it's the principles we see here. Brethren, listen to me. Let me tell you. Brethren, don't let yourself. You know, brethren, I got a book. And I hadn't read through the whole thing yet. But it was about the slave trade. And listen to me. Have you heard people say, well, you know, and I probably said it myself sometimes in the past, you know, well, you know, I mean, hey, I mean, at least they got over here and got to hear the gospel. Brethren, would you like to have traded places? Would you like to have traded places and been on one of them ships to where after three voyages they had to burn them because of the stench? And some of those guys would just break loose and kill themselves rather than it's just horrible. No, brethren, the way it was supposed to work was missionaries were supposed to go to them, not bring them over here in chains and bonds on sugar plantations and things like that. I mean, brethren, I'm just telling you. And somebody says, well, you know, I tell you, I understand all that. Don't get caught up in it. There are souls that need to be saved. And until you've been brought up in a certain way, until you've been brought up in a certain, you can't know and you can't, don't get caught up in getting politicized. Stick with the book. Amen. You know something? Brethren, until we've been certain ways and certain things, we don't know. You know, Stephen's grandpa told me one time, and Mr. Pye was, he was plain spoken, and Mr. Pye was, he didn't exactly care for, the African American community a whole lot. Okay? But you know what he told me? And he was Indian. Mr. Pye was, he had a bumper said FBI, full blooded Indian, and he was. But Mr. Pye told me, he said, you know what, I didn't care for that King fella. He said, but I'll tell you what, I'll tell you one thing that he did. He said, after him, he said, I'll tell you what. He said, before that, he said, I could go into the drugstore and buy me an ice cream cone. But I had to go outside to eat it. He said, now a black man could not even go inside and buy it. He said, I could. As an Indian, I could go in and buy one, but I had to go outside and eat it. Now, Mr. Pye was no fan of, but he said, but I'll tell you one thing I about did. He said, after that, he said, I got to go in and buy it and eat it. And he, now listen, brother, I'm not, Martin Luther, I think the guy messed up. I think the guy messed up. I really do, brother, concerning his view. But what I'm saying is, brethren, until you've been in a certain situation, until you've been in a, it's kind of, and you know what? I found that thing keeps me all balanced. You know what? I can stay in there and do right. Did you know if I stay in there and do right in that book, the only person that really is going to have a trouble with me is somebody just hates God. Kind of like Daniel. Daniel, finally they were like, if we're going to find something against Daniel, we've got to find against him with his God. Brethren, choose carefully the hill you choose to die on. You'll do right by that book. It'll keep you from a lot of trouble. Not the trouble won't come, but your battles will be righteous battles to where you can face God clearly with them and you won't have to suffer as a fool. All right? Keep it in mind. Keep it in mind. Serious stuff. God wanted this stuff heard this morning. God wanted this stuff heard. I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm telling you, there's some saints out there that are, I'm afraid they may be in danger of drying themselves up. The spiritual stop, the spiritual thing is stopped up on them because they can't see what they've allowed themselves to get into and the attitudes they form. I'm serious. Preachers, evangelists, whatever. I'm serious. May God help us to be spiritual like we're supposed to be by that book. All right, look here. Ezra 4, verse 5 again. And hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. All the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even under the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Once again, frustrating, hindering. All right. Notice, brethren, look here. Look what it says. Verse 5. All the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even under the reign of Darius. It went on continually. It went on until another king stopped it, as the King of Kings will one day. Brethren, this frustrating and this hindering is going to take place until either you pull out of this life or the Lord returns. One day, the King of Kings will stop it. But until that time, it's going to happen. Just like this happened. Continually, this frustrating, hindering process went on. All right? Now, look here. Verse 6. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. So what happened? They're trying to build the temple. They're trying to build Jerusalem. And the enemies are accusing them to the king. Take you to Revelation 12. What's happening? Accusation is being brought against the people of God to the king. Revelation 12. Brethren, there are things that go on that you and I aren't even aware of. And you and I need to know and appreciate the wonderful advocate and lawyer that we have constantly standing in on our behalf. You're talking about faithful. Look here. Revelation 12, look at verse 10. Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The accuser of the brethren, the devil, accused them where? Before God. Look at this verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now they loved not their lives unto the death. Brethren, you know what else works on our behalf? We have one ever interceding. The Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hey, we have, when the devil accuses, brethren, when the devil accuses, and we take, and we confess that thing, we have an advocate standing in there. His blood pleads for us. He's there on the Father's right hand to plead and intercede for us, a faithful, steady advocate. Brethren, if it wasn't for him pleading our case and interceding for us, there's no hope for us. And you know what, brethren? That accuser is there. He's the accuser. You confess it. You acknowledge that thing. You repent of that thing and confess it. And you have one interceding for you before the throne. Because where the devil accuse him at? Before our God, day and night. And brethren, I'll tell you something. He is the accuser. He's the slanderer. And he'll try to, I've told you before, he will try to accuse not only you to God, he'll try to accuse God to you. He's always trying to slander. He's always trying to, in your mind, develop a feeling with you that God don't care about you. God's forgot about you. God's not interested in you. God does other people better than you. God, he's always trying to slander God to you. And you've got to take, the only thing that'll do it is go, thus saith the Lord, the scripture says, it's the only thing that'll do it. Amen. If you handle it any other way, you'll play right into his hand. I'm serious. It's a real deal thing, brethren. Going on. All right, look here. And notice what's going on. Also here, accusations being made against the Jews. And brethren, it's happened here, it'll happen again. So it'll happen again. And you can see the forces marshaling together to come against them. All right, Ezra 4, verse 7. And in the days of Artaxerxes wrote Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. You know, notice, brethren, that men always seem to find common ground and companionship and opposing the people of God. They do. You ever heard the old phrase, politics makes strange bedfellows? Well, it's true. And it's also true, brethren, that people that are opposing and don't get along can find common ground in opposing the people of God. Go to Luke 23. Luke 23. Brethren, I want to say this to you. If you ever have a problem with this church or someone in this church, handle it the Bible way, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you go and post things on social media about it, I have about as much respect of a pissant as I do you. You're showing that you are just as messed up. If you go and post things on social media, you're showing you're just as base as the person that gave you the problem. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't post. I want to tell you this, brother. If you've got problems in your marriage or in your family, don't put that stuff out there for everybody to see. Use your head. I'm serious. What in the world? Because you know what's going to happen? There are people going to jump on that. And what happens is you'll find that people that normally wouldn't care about, and they don't care about you, but they'll find common ground in your complaint and in your problem. They don't care about you. But they really don't. But they'll find common ground with that thing. Don't do it. If you've got problems on your work site, handle it on your work site. Don't put that on social media. You got problems in your family. You got problems in your marriage. You got problems in your church. You got problems. You handle it like it's supposed to be handled, manly, manly, and right, and not like a child or woman on social media. That is womanish. It is not manly. It is not Christianly. You do not go around going and putting things out there and going, they did this to me, and they did this to me, or my wife is this, or my husband this, or my father. Stop it. My mom, my dad, knock it off. You're just as bad. Out of respect for you. If you write about the thing, you'd be broken about it and kind of keeping it contained, doing it as it ought to be. No, sir. No, sir. Don't you do that stuff. Here they go. They're running. King, you know what they're doing? You know what they're doing? They're teaching these kids not to do that. Working on it. They're working on it. I've said, look here. They'll take and play. And you know what they'll do? So-and-so did this. You know, it'll either be Lila did this, Ethan did this, Josiah did this. I mean, and don't get me wrong. There's times. But you know what that is? The other day, Ethan was told something to, hey, look, if you ever see Josiah doing this, you need to tell. Because that could be dangerous. Okay, so he knows that. But not, you know, he picked that toy up. You know what I'm saying? You correct that kind of thing. You correct that kind of thing. Brethren, look what's going on here in the book of Ezra. And look what happens with people when they do that. No, that's not the way. It's not it. Look here. But look real quick. Luke 23, verse 12. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. Buddies. Buddies. Pilate and Herod. Pals. Well, you've heard the old phrase. They're made for each other. There you go. What they find their common ground in? their offense toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Their enmity toward Him. That was the problem. That was their common ground. Brethren, look here. Notice in here in Ezra 4, and somebody give me the time, because that clock's not right back there. Okay. Notice here in verse 7. Says, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Brethren, notice written and interpreted in the same tongue. Go to 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Okay? Notice written and interpreted in the same tongue. Okay, so the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. Since the Holy Ghost inspired it, He will interpret it. He will interpret it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So the one that inspired the Word of God, he will be the one that will interpret it. Man. And he'll do so with a... Brethren, again, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, which is kind of interesting. A lot of people say comparing scripture with scripture. Well, that is a spiritual thing for sure, but it goes more than that. Because if that verse doesn't say comparing scripture with scripture, though that is so true, but it says spiritual with spiritual, spiritual things with spiritual. Because you know what? That opens it up. Because you realize, brethren, that the Holy Ghost will take everything out there that has a spiritual concept to it and will teach you from it if you're open to it. Brethren, the God of creation has set up everything to where there is something spiritual to be seen and to teach you if you're open to it and if you'll ask for it. I challenge you. Get up tomorrow and say, Father, teach me today, not just from your word. Oh, Lord, teach me there. But Father, teach me and everything I'll be involved with to help me to see something from you. Why, he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll give you that understanding. Ask for it. Show him you're interested. Show him you've got a desire for it. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time this morning. And Father, I pray that no one would misconstrue anything. But Lord, that it would be understood that Father, as the pastor of this church, Father, I do not want to see happen here what I perceive happening in so many places, it appears, dear God, to where there is a misconception of what being spiritual really is. And oh, Father, it frightens me, dear God, when I know that we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And Lord, what lies ahead, Father, in the hour that we are in, Lord, we need to be so much more spiritual. And yet, Father, what is happening is saints are becoming less spiritual. Oh, Father, help us to understand what was brought up this morning, that Father, it doesn't matter how close we are to the mark. If we miss it, a miss is still a miss. Help us, Lord, with this. Guide us, direct us, speak to our hearts, and help us in the rest of the service this morning. We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.